Academy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. I am Brian, sitting to my left is...
Amanda.
And to my right...
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Your host had nothing better to do than podcast on Christmas Day.
And podcast two people that we're also commiserating with on this Christmas. Yeah. I'm assuming some of them have had fun Christmases. I'm
hoping everybody in the chat room is like, my fucking family. And I'll be like, well, we didn't talk to our family today, yeah. So no big deal.
Oh, your kid's driving you nuts? Mine are gone for Christmas. Thank you.
Mine were taken to Montana and probably sold off into slavery.
That's right. Oh. I will win in the worst story department.
Hey, everybody, head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Tell us about your horrible Christmas stories.
Right.
You can also join our Patreon for $5 a month. You get to watch the video episode. You can see us in our Christmas attire.
Ignami. I didn't know that was a thing. Dress up. I didn't know we were supposed to. I would have worn a shirt exactly like yours, Wolfie, except slightly bigger blocks on it.
Could have been twins.
Yeah, it would have been cute. Yeah.
It would have been like no blocks, small blocks, big blocks.
Yeah, that's right. Like just pixelated as you go down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get more and more pixelated.
God damn it, Tim.
Sorry, I fucked it up. I didn't know. You guys didn't tell me that I should wear red.
It's freaking Christmas, Tim.
I don't fit the theme.
For real.
I got some red in my beard. A little bit.
Christmas and you're going to be on camera. You must try.
Didn't even dawn on me. Didn't even dawn on me.
That's all right. I forgot all the decorations. So all we got are red and green lights. That's fine.
That's all right. That works.
And they look like pink and lime green on the video.
That's all right. That's okay. Sometimes. Looks good.
Hey, everybody. Reunion was yesterday or last week, Wednesday, whenever the fuck it was. I watched it today.
I watched it too. It took me 4 days to get through that fucking
Jesus
thing.
Jesus fucking Christ.
4 days.
2 hours.
Yeah, it was 4 hours and
it
awful,
was not
by the
four
way.
4 hours. Stop it.
2 hours.
It felt like four.
The thing said it was 3 hours. And I was like, holy fucking shit.
There was All Stars or
something
at the end, right?
They did play an episode of the first episode of All Stars this season. So that was like a Christmas present to me.
Yeah,
so you think you have to suffer for 3 hours. It's only two.
Yeah. But two was too long.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I mean, you have some notes on this.
She was too long.
She does.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh,
wow. She's like, I'm not going to take notes.
And I just can't watch it. I'm just almost bored watching it. Like, I gotta take the notes. Like,
that has nothing to do
I mean?
With taking notes. That if this was a boring fucking reunion.
Joker. Wants
no,
to
but
tell,
if you guys mention something, then I can give you kind of a detailed thing.
Okay,
like
gotcha.
That's we don't need to go through it detailed. But if you mention something, I can find.
I gotcha.
I can
gotcha.
Find what we got.
So Joker has a horrible Christmas story.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I just bought my parents Apple Watches for Christmas, and all they did was complain about the extra $10 a month they're going to cost.
Oh, my God.
Fuck my life.
Right? Jesus.
It's fucking Apple, man. That's what they get you.
No, ungrateful people.
AT&T or the carrier. That's not Apple.
Fucking
please.
Ungrateful people.
What do you need AT&T for? Don't they just Bluetooth to your phone?
You can get cellular watches, so you don't have to have a data connection.
No.
I think that's got to be what he's talking about. Otherwise, Apple Watches don't cost monthly.
No. Apple Watches suck.
Listen, suck. He's probably How also trying you? To use them as like a safety, like help, you know what I mean? Like a safety thing so
sure,
that his parents
yeah.
can contact anybody.
Type
yes,
the
kind
fall,
of.
The fall
yes.
Alert and shit like
I'm
that.
Sure.
I'm falling. I can't get up.
Like, I mean,
Steve Wozniak, help me.
It's like two for the price of one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
You might as well. So,
Tim Cook.
Steve Wozniak, help me.
Is he the. Was it Tim Cook? Didn't he just.
Tim
Design.
Apple.
Tim what?
Tim Apple. So Donald Trump called him. Remember that shit?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Joker says they're both cellular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in charge now?
Tim Cook. Yeah, you got
I
it.
Thought he just stepped down.
Not as far as
within
I know.
The past like 6 months or so.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so.
Joker says they're the badass Nike Apple Watches.
Ooh, well, then they can go fuck themselves about 10 bucks. That ain't nothing.
Yeah. No shit.
You're welcome, Mom and Dad.
Right.
Right.
I wouldn't even waste my money on my parents for that.
Oh, no, no.
For an Apple Watch, they would yeah. not, they would like, to put it on their wrist.
It doesn't even tell time. And they wouldn't know what to do with it.
Right.
We get gifts from, like, the dollar store and stuff. So, like, you don't, you get, like.
You, wait, you get gifts or you get you them get, gifts?
No, we get gifts from, like, the local dollar store and okay. stuff. So you might as well just get, like.
We literally tell them not to buy us anything.
Yeah, we tell them, yeah. like, don't buy anything. And then we, like. We always get Brian's stepdad, like, Hershey's chocolate because it's, like, a joke. Like, that's right. all he wants and likes is Hershey's chocolate. So we buy him, like, every variation. I buy him all the different shapes, like the nougats.
Oh, right.
Like, the Santas, the big chocolate bar, like, oh. And, yeah, and that's what he gets. And then I always try to buy Brian's mom something that she will like. But besides that, it's like, yeah, we get stuff from the dollar store, so oh. I don't. Care like yeah. it's I don't need
just your leave it there when you go home
yeah like well I mean gifts, half not, of it I've given to your soon-to-be ex-wife for her closet
oh that's yeah that's right yeah. Uh-huh. her compassion like, closet right
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say something I don't know what it was
yeah. Oh, the 1 year that she bought you an extra large like she buys yeah. Brian like extra large things oh. all the time
I'm definitely an extra large
like yeah
needs another action
like yeah. She just you know like so it's just kind of entertaining it's like
yeah
put a little belly shirt on
but
well George hasn't even watched the reunion
no loss lucky, you don't need to watch it it's yeah. fine
should we open up the phones like right away and just get people's
sure
insight
Whatever you're in charge,
you're in charge of the call-in. Yeah, you're right. In charge.
I love the call-in shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I will.
I hate all you fucking people. Don't ever call in.
I'll put the phone number in the Spreaker chat room. So for your YouTube people, that seems like a long way to reach that.
Here we go. Teamwork, Tim.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah. Here you go, YouTubers.
You know dashes? Like, just straight fucking numbers. No,
they're going to have to decipher what that number means. Yeah. That's how you call in. You call that really phone long number.
I probably could have reached that pretty relatively soon.
Yeah, Tim's fine.
Brian's thinking about calling in. Call on in. I want to hear what people have to say.
Call in. Call in. He didn't watch it, though. Brian didn't. He just said he didn't
George
watch it.
Didn't. Oh, George didn't watch it. Brian, I think, watched
Brian
it.
Brian watched it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, as we're waiting for Collins, what were you guys' takeaways here?
Fessy is... even more of a horrible human being than we thought. And Amanda's really stupid.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I think for somebody who totes that they're so smart, letting a man do this to you is probably
about.
Yeah. Probably yeah. about the, least intelligent thing you can do. So.
Yeah.
And yeah. repeating the, letting him repeat the behavior and treating you that way is terrible. So. Yeah, that was pretty awful. I liked it how Nelson was like this weird like truth sayer and truth caller outer at the whole thing. Like right. overall, like he kept being like, well, they're right. Or he'll be like, nope, be truthful. Now tell them the truth. Like, I mean, it was just weird. Like Nelson was playing like dad over this reunion show.
CT, when asked what would happen if him and Fessy stepped into a boxing ring,
I will smash his head and eat it.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
And 40-something-year-old CT and Fessy.
I would pay to watch that boxing match.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm kind of 50-50 on it.
You don't know. You're not sure if CT would win?
20-year-old CT would mop the fucking
floor. Okay, here's the deal, though, is that when CT gets into these situations, he has no nerve, only rage.
Yeah.
Fessy is like a nervous little kid. You know what I mean? Like that's why I think CT would have the upper hand, just because I think that Fessy, if he really was in this situation, would get way in his head about it. Because the reason Fessy is such an asshole is because he's just worried about what everyone thinks and wants to be this vision of like this party boy. And like, you know what I mean? Like it's because from what Amanda says in this, that he's a different person. He acts like this. And I said, that's probably exactly right. Like deep down inside, he's just a normal dude. And that's the guy that Amanda likes. Who's really nice and thoughtful, but he gets so in his head about what the world see, you know, how he wants everyone to see him as this like fun loving and like outgoing, and that's not him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so then I think he, you know, gets drunk and to these parties and does stupid stuff. And mm-hmm. yeah.
I just don't know if CT is as angry as he used to be.
Oh, yeah. I think he could pull it out for Festi.
I'm not saying he couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying we don't know because he's much calmer, much more rational person now.
Yeah.
20-year-old CT. Oh, my God. He would just be a volcano and just erupt on that dude.
But also, unload. Boxing is not a street fight. Like, with boxing, there's rules. You've got pads on your hands. Yeah. You know, it's a little more of a disciplined type of fight. Sure. CT,
CT's
I think,
from Boston. You think he doesn't know how to box?
I don't know if he would know how to box or not. I think this is Katie.
No, that's Brian LaForge.
I don't know if we're supposed to drop the last name. Oh, hello.
Sorry. She's not hacked into
Oh, wait. She's not in the board yet. There we go. Hello? Oh. Hello?
Hello?
There she is.
Hello?
Hi.
Tim, you're the fucking
you
worst.
You remembered my number. Thank you.
No, it came up on the caller ID. It must be your husband's name.
Caller ID knows you.
Are you calling from your husband's phone?
Does your husband...
No, I'm calling... calling from mine. I don't know.
Yeah, the caller ID. He spells his name correctly, which is fantastic. Yeah, but
do you know anybody that shares a name with one of the co-hosts on the show?
That, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but that's really weird. Like, are you friends with my husband?
No.
No, that's the name that comes up on the caller ID. I don't know why.
It just came through.
Instead of saying instead of saying just like the state, usually that's what it says, right? Like
sometimes
the city
it says
and state or whatever.
Caller, and yeah. I've been getting names lately. I don't know.
Full names on these cell phones.
Sign up for some
weird
caller ID.
I don't think so. Apple changes shit all the time.
Fucking Apple.
Apple, oh, wow. That's it. Apple's selling us out, man.
Well, anyway, what's up, Katie? Oh.
Hi, how are you?
We are great. Didn't you hear us talking about how wonderful our Christmas is this week?
Oh, yeah, I did. And I'm sorry, mine is wonderful.
Well, we're glad. Good. Listen, just because ours are crappy does not mean that I don't hope that everybody else has like the absolute best Christmas. So
that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as you got that wine going.
Is the wine flowing?
No, not yet. It probably will tonight.
Good.
It probably will tonight because my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they own a vineyard, so they actually sell wine.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
So
they bring the goods. No one has to pay for wine.
It's nice to have the hookup.
Right.
Nice to have that hookup.
Yeah. I don't know how, though, by this time, have you sat through gift openings and you haven't had any wine? Like, I don't understand that. Gift openings is the perfect time for booze.
Yes, because it's so fucking awkward to sit there and open gifts and everybody's staring at you.
Yeah.
You should go to Amanda's family's back about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She's got 5 cousins. Mm-hmm. They all have 2 children apiece.
All right, so up to 10 kids.
So about 10 kids, and they all sit around in a circle and watch the kids open their presents.
One at a time.
One at a time. No, the whole family does it one at a time. We just start youngest to oldest because the kids can't wait. Yeah. So
that's terrible, though.
So this is an 8-hour ordeal.
Yeah.
Hill's family is
miserable.
Yeah,
Hill's that's why I say, like, too. Have you sat through a gift open? You drink. Like, we're Catholic. It was a giant Catholic family. We just drank our way right through it. It was fine.
But then if you're bored and you start looking at your phone.
Oh, no.
You'll get a knee in the back from Amanda. Put your goddamn phone away.
Pay attention.
Watch every gift we open.
Oh, my God. I hope my present's a gun so I can shoot myself.
I don't mind the watching of the opening. It's being watched while I am opening. And then you got to do like an over the top, like, oh, a shirt.
Oh,
thank
are you kidding
you.
Me?
Oh, it's just wonderful. Oh, I'm sure it'll fit great.
You have to, it's laser focused on each individual person as they open. Oh,
mm-hmm. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Thank you, man.
As they open 20 gifts apiece.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah, one at a time.
So then you're sitting there for 20 gifts at a time or however many gifts you have?
No, as an adult, like we drew names for adults, but the kids got gifts from everybody. So each kid had like 20 things. Each adult had like 3 things. Like my aunt would buy me something. Then who I drew in our family draw would buy me something, but that was it. I only had like 2 every. Yeah.
So 10 kids, 20 gifts apiece.
Yeah.
Open each one up individually and then, oh, who's it from? Hold it up. Hold it up. Let's see it. You got to show everybody what it is.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
them individually.
Thank them.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway, Katie.
That reminds me, I just got a gift. I had my daughter about 3 months ago. And
oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. But she's my second daughter. I know. It's the second one. It doesn't matter. But someone made a blanket and handmade it. It's beautiful. But she said, because I know you love ladybugs. So here you go. It's a blanket full of ladybugs. And I'm like, I'm thinking, I don't like ladybugs. What? Who did you hear this from? Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Right? You didn't say that. Exactly. For real. No, like my aunt just did a similar thing. Like I was over at her house last, like a week ago or so. And she was like, oh, she comes out and she's like, I got something little, just thought of you when I saw it. And she pulls out this like, she goes, I hope you still collect them. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I like open the bag and I like pull it out. And it's like a sock monkey in a Santa outfit.
A sock monkey in a Santa
outfit. I have never collected sock monkeys. Like, I mean, not that I don't like, I don't hate sock monkeys or anything. I just never collected them. And it's weird how somebody just like goes like, oh yeah, like totally. Like, how did you remember that? And who was it? Because it wasn't me. Like,
she's like, this is bullshit. Right. Threw it on the ground.
I want this fucking monkey.
I did not. Oh, over the top. Oh yes. Oh yeah. He will look so cute sitting on the couch with the Christmas decorations. I just like
sitting in the dog's toy crate.
Yeah. I just lived it for her. But you know, I don't collect sock monkeys, and you just ride with it. That's what you do.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
So Katie, what did you,
I'm an adult.
Exactly.
I collect these things. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Sock monkeys, stuffed sock monkeys. What?
Well, I'm gonna be 40. You used to have a bunch of stuffed animals.
Teddy bears when I was a kid. My family decided I was collecting teddy bears. No, your family just decides. My family's like,
you're young enough.
You need a collection. Yep. Sorry.
You're collecting teddy bears. You're going to like
there
it.
There you go. Yep. So I have an entire like Rubbermaid tub full of fucking teddy bears and like, I don't even know like what, yeah, exactly. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Well, and I think maybe I talked about sock monkeys because like Brian's brother was into sock monkeys for his niece. And I found this like perfect, like pastels. It was like, it was so cute for a little girl, like pastels, sock monkey, that I got her. That was like a big one, like a really nice one. From like, I don't know, it was like from Crate and Barrel or Pier 1 or something. It was really stupid. I found it somewhere. Yeah, I found it somewhere dumb, but like I was so excited about it. And I was like, that's the only thing I can think that she's thinking about. Like, I don't even know.
The year after we gave it to her, sock monkeys have never been mentioned ever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was super cool. And I mean, but yeah, that's it. I don't know where it comes from, but that's about the only sock monkey period we had there.
So moving the conversation away from Christmas, Katie, what did you think of the reunion? Any highlights?
Maria was the host. Maria is back. Thank God.
Maria Menounos. Yes.
A reunion love Maria. Staple for a while.
You know what I love about
so hot
Maria?
That she's hot. That's what I love about her.
She don't let anybody get away with nothing either, though. Like how CT, like when he wanted to be about, when they were talking about how he made Big T feel and all these kinds of things, he wanted to kind of skate around that, and he was like, I don't know what we're talking about. Maria Menounos just repeated it verbatim. And I was like, get him. I mean, I love CT, but I was still like, go Maria.
Yeah.
She had a brain tumor a couple years ago.
Oh, did she?
Oh my goodness. She does. Glad to see she's doing well. Yeah.
I see her like when you go to movies now, she's always like hosting the pre-show to the movies or whatever at the theater.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she does that.
Yeah. Do you root for her at those theaters? Katie, are you a huge Maria Menounos fan?
I mean, she's a terrific host. So
she's wrestled a couple times, Tim.
She's wrestled?
Yeah.
Is she good?
She's a big fan of wrestling, and she participated in multiple WrestleManias.
No shit. She's just so little. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't picture her as being like a physical.
She dropped some elbows. She punched some people.
Really? Yeah. Did she ever wrestle Donald Trump?
No.
No overlap.
Nobody
there.
Did.
No overlap. I've seen some videos where somebody threw Donald Trump on a folding chair or something.
No.
I think I've seen a video.
Maybe you saw a fake Donald Trump getting thrown.
Maybe that was it. Maybe
whatever. Let's not talk about Donald Trump. All right, it's Christmas, Tim.
It's Christmas.
All right.
It's the season of giving.
Fair enough. What did you think of the Esther and Tatcha fight, Katie? Any words of insight for us?
Okay, so I must have missed the second part of the reunion because I only saw the first part.
Oh,
okay.
Mine was only an hour, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got robbed.
I'm very confused.
I mean,
you didn't get robbed.
No, that's what I was going to say.
I would make the argument you didn't miss anything, Katie. You don't need that.
No, then let's find out what you think about the pizza drama.
Oh, the pizza.
Right?
Yeah,
let's see what you think about what do you think about that?
The who ate the pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Priscilla, right? Anticlimactic, huh?
Yeah.
And then who ate Priscilla's pizza? Who the F knows?
The whole thing was anticlimactic because they said they were going to give us... Oh, yeah, there she is. Yeah.
Look at Menounos walking out to the ring.
Who's this one?
Kelly.
No one needs...
Kelly?
Yeah, she doesn't wrestle anymore.
That's a really unfortunate name. Was she born with that name?
No.
No, it's her
wrestling name.
Oh.
Her real name is Barbie Blanks.
Oh.
That's That's somehow worse than Kelly. I don't know.
I went to grade school with a kid named Mark Marks.
Mark Marks?
It's a true story.
His parents.
Well, that's all right. One of our friends named their kid Patrick Patterson. So, you know, whatever.
They call him Pat Patterson?
Yeah.
Well,
when he's an adult, he's going to be Pat Patterson.
One of our friends had a choice, and she married into the Patterson
family.
And
her name was Patty.
Yes. So Patty she's Patterson. Patty Patterson.
Yeah. But then she's Patty Patterson, and then she turns around and names one of her kids Pat. Like Patrick, Pat Patterson. Like, oh,
Pat
no.
Pat Patterson is a famous wrestler, so you shut your mouth.
Ugh, I don't know anything about these wrestling people. Yeah.
I don't either.
So well, pizza, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
pizza.
Yeah, I was talking to Brian on Facebook Messenger, and I said, Tori or Josh or Corey didn't send Fessy home. Fessy sent himself home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... It's crazy that they're all apologizing and Josh is crying.
Oh, Lord.
And Fessy sent himself home.
How many times do we get Josh crying?
Well, this whole stage is a bunch of just perpetual victims. They're always just looking for a way that they're victimized, including Fessy, who, you know, granted, that was maybe the most minor physical assault we've seen that got somebody booted from the show.
Remember when...
That's what I was thinking.
But he should still
say Sylvia headbutted.
Let's say it was Sylvia headbutted Murray.
Yeah.
Just...
Right.
Yeah, we've seen much worse fights result in nothing. But by the same time, nobody should be apologizing to Fessy.
No.
Fessy should be apologizing to everybody and letting this go. It's weird to me that we're still spending time
on it. He's a punk ass bitch.
Right.
He's a punk ass bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, I hate Fessy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He came off way worse in this reunion than I think he even has up to this point.
Yeah. Every time we see him, he's a little worse, right?
Pretty much.
It's a little more intolerable.
Yeah, we find out he cheated on Amanda like 3 times. And it's just like...
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, did you not see that part?
Yeah, and then he was just like, I said I was sorry.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't fix it, you shit.
But I said I was sorry. Yeah, exactly. Like,
she keeps taking him back.
Yeah.
As of the recording of the reunion, she said they're off, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea if they're back
exactly.
together.
Exactly. Who knows?
Someone else who keeps up on social media, let me know if she's still, they're still together. But yeah, I mean, they recounted, like, she's like, well, I was trying to give him a chance. I went to his boxing match in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then he took me to the airport the next day. And that same day, he hooked up with somebody else. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. And it's like multiple stories like that. And she just kept, like, that's when I'm like, Amanda, you're not smart. This is not a good look. Like, get away from him. I don't care how nice he is when it's just you and him. Like, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's always with Fessy. Just like, well, I knew I shouldn't have, but I did. Right? So
he says weird things like he doesn't want to let people down, like, or something weird. And it's just like, what the
according to Tori, you're letting everybody down.
You don't want to let general weird people you don't know down.
Yeah, the woman at the bar that's hitting on him.
But Amanda's okay to let down. Like, it's just weird. Like,
he's a shithead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's an
asshole. Yeah, and Amanda keeps saying that she hates fake people, but isn't that being
fake? No one's more fake than Fessy. For real.
Yes.
Completely.
For real.
Yep. Brian reminds us that they referred to a Challenge Mania event live where Fessy hooked up. So there was pictures. Like, is there a worse fucking place to cheat on your girlfriend than surrounded by fans of the show who are going to know what's going on? So they're like fucking taking pictures of him and stuff at this bar.
Of course
they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just such a fucking idiot, man.
He makes it sound like they were like, well, we weren't like exclusive. But then every time he's like, but then like I would be like, I really like you. And blah, blah, blah. And then, like, he would, hook up with some rando at the bar at a Challenge Mania event. Yeah. So, whatever. He's an idiot.
I just read that Jacqueline said, Fessy isn't fake. He's an introvert.
That's right. Yeah. That explains all this behavior then, the introversion.
It is.
I said this on Facebook that I literally only liked 4 episodes this entire season, but that's counting the final as just 1 episode because it really did not need to be 2.
No.
This season was, I thought that maybe they were bringing it back to the good days during War of the Worlds and making me excited to watch it again because Triple X, Dirty 30, and Vendettas, those were horrible. And then there was a light with War of the Worlds, and now it's gone dark again.
Yeah. Well,
right?
And you forgot Final Reckoning, which is maybe the darkest of the dark days of the challenge. I can't remember a season I hated more than Final Reckoning. Right. I actually really enjoyed most of this season. And I will defend most of it, but it was too long. 19 episodes?
It's way too long. It's fucking
ridiculous.
It's way too long.
Aim for 13 or 14.
Well, and that's it. Like, the whole impact of the vets overtaking the rookies is gone. Like, at this point, like, I kind of forget that. And it's like, because it happened so long ago.
Yep.
But that's incredible. Like, there should be more emphasis at this point about those vets taking those rookies out when they clearly had the numbers, like, and really we don't talk about it a whole lot. Like, that's impressive. And I think it speaks to the challenge, you know.
I think it's the season lasted so long we've forgotten some of the first parts.
Like, it's weird.
Do you guys remember Anissa was on this season?
Yeah.
And a guy named Redden, like, who we've all forgotten.
This reunion, like, people didn't really capture the whole, like, scope of the whole series. I felt like it just hit, like,
too
big. That's
why. The scope was too big, too long.
Even in 2 hours, you can't have a reunion that covers a decent amount of what happened this season because it was too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it went from a pairs game to 3 teams. Oh, yeah. And it just, like, there was so much shuffling around. It didn't feel like one season. It was just, it was too fucking long. It was just too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, standard television show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24 episodes a season.
Right.
24.
So, as I'm sure people have noticed, we're scaling back from that a lot now.
Right.
Yes.
Now most seasons are like,
10, 12.
12, 13, or somewhere around in there. So if you count the reunion, especially since it's technically 2 parts, even though they showed them together, that is 21 episodes. So we were 3 episodes away from a standard television season in the 80s.
Right.
Woo!
When every TV show was 24 episodes.
Right.
Good Lord.
But then these are 90-minute episodes. In the 80s, reality shows were not.
No.
In the 80s.
No, there wasn't.
Reality
shows
started like the 90s or early 2000s. So.
Yeah. You're more talking dramas. That's what was running for that period of time. It was dramas. You know,
I'm just pointing out that even 80s shows from the 80s, people eventually are to the point where it's like, it's too long. Let's start scaling stuff back.
Right.
This show is only 3 episodes away from a standard 80s season.
Let's be real. The 80s was glamorous.
Episodes are an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's the length of the episodes and the length of the season.
So even if you would have chopped that to just an hour. But you would have had to, like, put all that extra stuff into more episodes.
Yeah.
You're talking, like, a good, like, 26 episodes, probably.
Well, they don't need all this extra stuff. Like, all the extra fire and the theatricalness. Theatrics.
Theatricality.
It really takes away from it.
Yeah. It's like, I need the production value on the actual, like, challenge, like, equipment and stuff like that. I need production value there, but I don't need just pyro to make it look fancy. I don't need, you know what I mean? Like, I need a little bit of background and, like, I don't, like, these diamonds were hokey, but it was at least production value, you know, all these weird gemstones that they pulled out this year.
They also need to realize,
I need a little bit of that so that I feel like it's, you know.
Yeah, they're focusing on the wrong things, but it does seem like, you guys remember that, the competition this season where they were on top of the cars, spinning around, trying to remember the things?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, in theory, that sounds great. watching it on TV was the most boring fucking thing ever. Watching people just sit on the top of a car, it's boring as hell.
Remember the drone competition?
Yes, the drone was the fucking worst.
Yeah, that was the worst.
All this was just terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show us like them running. Like that's more exciting. Show them
there's lots
running.
Of competitions this season that it's like, I bet that was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
It was and it was boring as fuck to watch.
And I'm sure it was challenging or whatever.
Sure all these things,
But to watch it was,
yeah.
It was
lame.
Junk.
Lame. And Fire is not going to make it more entertaining. You
listen,
MTV
hasn't even started filming this next season yet. So I hope they're listening. Like, let's give you some insight. Like, thanks for taking our notes on the overhead shots and giving us the names and where people are. We appreciate that, MTV. But yes, we also want you to think about these challenges and how they're boring to watch as viewers.
Let's be real. The biggest takeaway.
Swimming portion.
The what?
The swimming portions. Yes. Swimming like portion, in the final. Long,
yeah.
Yeah. How they used to have to swim, but now they got those motorized things to park them places.
Propel them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or. I was thinking about this. I posted it in another challenge All-Stars group about how...
You're in another
multiple
group?
Oh, my God. No. We promote multiple.
Katie's the new Fessy, everybody. She's cheating on us with other challenge groups.
Yes, yes. But I talked about how in Cutthroat, they had to literally memorize a directional foreign sign. It was in Russian or something. And then they had to go do something physical, and then they had to recreate this whole thing top to bottom with multiple signs and multiple different foreign words that they didn't know. And this one, they had to memorize 20 numbers. I mean, yes, 20 numbers, I don't think I could do that.
It's a lot.
But like, Cutthroat. That was Cutthroat.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And now they don't have to swim and they don't really have to memorize. Where was the eating and the trivia?
Right?
I was fine with the first half of this final. I legitimately was fine.
Yeah.
Until they showed up at this sleeping location and had no sort of any sort of hardship or challenge or working for an advantage of some sort in
people
the next
have
leg,
had
nothing.
To stand on trees during All-Stars.
Count things.
People
count
had
things.
To.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
There's all
they,
these kinds
they
of things.
They had to stand on a level board.
And they weren't even given food. Mm-hmm. They were given like cans of food and like things like, I mean, in blankets and like these yoga mats to like lay out. I mean, I'm sure
MTV,
it wasn't
we expect you to torture these contestants,
like,
MTV.
I don't expect them to torture, but from that moment, that was the turning point for me for the final and me being excited about it because that was really it. Then the whole next day was like this junky,
just one run.
Stupid, like basically just run to the top and run back, and whoever can run the fastest is winning this. Like, it was garbage. Like, you know, I didn't like I liked the live finish. I like that, but like, I just, we needed some pit stops along the way that would have slowed people down or, you know, made things challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And eating, maybe at the top, we should have had to eat and memorize something and then run back down. And maybe that whole day would have been okay with me.
I thought I was the only one on this podcast that liked the eating.
Oh, no.
You guys like watching?
She doesn't mind the eating. She doesn't like the vomiting.
Oh, I love the vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
the
I mean,
that's
I
the
can't,
best part of the eating
I
part.
Can't eat while I watch it, but I do enjoy it. Like, I just have to, it's bad. The challenge show it usually airs around dinner time. So I'm usually eating while I watch it. So, it's not preferred, but I do enjoy them. Yeah.
It's like, ooh, spaghetti. Oh. And they're like, you're going to eat sheep intestines. And she's like, nope.
No. I'm like, you got to turn this off. I will literally not be able to eat my dinner.
Katie, you like the puking?
Man, no.
Oh, man.
I mean, I like the eating. And sometimes the puking can be fun.
It can be
funny. When it's like,
when they like start to like,
distances.
Oh, yeah.
Projectile. Yeah, like, who is it? Corey? Can really make it go far.
Oh, yeah. Shane had some good projectiles. Yep. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the eating.
So when Kyle was able to choose a partner, TJ didn't specify a gender. So I thought Kyle was going to pick CT.
For what? For the final?
For the final, because after Kyle won his elimination.
Yeah, when they had to compete there.
Right.
Alphonse likes
TJ didn't specify.
Nice, Alphonse.
So, but then he must have specified to them at during because he picked Tori.
Yeah.
I thought for sure he should pick CT. I was yelling at the screen, pick CT. Oh, my God.
That would have been crazy if he could. I wonder. There's always things we don't see. I'm sure that somebody stepped in and said, you have to pick a woman.
Well, and I think that's so that, like, two men can't just run to the final and then take all the money. You know what I mean? Like, this way, a woman was guaranteed some money and a man was guaranteed some money. And I think that's where they're trying to go is,
that's fine.
Yeah.
It could have shaken out that way in Vendettas. There were male pairs, not in the final, but like, who is it? Brad and Kyle.
Yeah, they were.
They could have ran away. Tony and Bananas, they were an awesome pair. They could have won. I forget what all happened. That was a very long season.
Oh, God. Yeah,
they've been getting longer. And that's, All-Stars is crushing it. So we'll do an All-Stars show after this one.
Yes.
All-Stars is the fucking greatest show. It reminds me of the challenge and like the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what I need in my life right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the perfect show.
I will say this season, lots of non-eliminations.
Yeah,
that's true.
A little annoying, but you can't help it.
You can't help it. But it's a breath of fresh air, and I think it's the shorter episodes, shorter seasons. But anyway, are you enjoying All Stars, Katie?
Oh my God, I live for All Stars. It's amazing.
That's fun.
I have a friend come over and we watch it together, and it's so much fun.
Yeah,
and
it's a party show. It's the way it used to be, like a social fun show. It's not so intense like the main seasons.
Not for us though.
Right. Everyone loves each other.
No, we can't watch it together. I watch it before I go to work.
Oh.
Comes out on Thursdays.
We have that weird.
Don't see Amanda till Saturday morning.
So. Yeah. Oh, we have that weird like time frame because he works Thursday and Friday night. So we watch it by ourselves.
Brutal.
That's weird.
Ryan just hopped on YouTube and said, "Hey guys, love you. I can't stay, but wanted to check and say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year."
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, hey, Ryan.
Scroll up, Ryan. You can call in.
Right.
Phone number jerk.
Or that's just like my personal call, my personal cell phone. If you want to just text me or something,
text him.
Right.
I think
you never know. Maybe he tried to call, but I've been on the phone with you guys for like a half an hour, 45 minutes.
So. Oh, well,
is this you telling us that you have other things to do on Christmas than talk to us about the challenge?
My husband is looking at me being like, who are you talking to?
Right. Your husband, Brian. Yeah,
you say Brian. I'm talking to Brian. That's who I'm talking to. He'll be really confused.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, hey, Brian.
Hi.
We had another Brian on the show briefly. Well, we'll let you go, Katie. Enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Enjoy.
To you.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy those
Thank
two
you.
Kiddos.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Congrats. Yes,
they're both sleeping right now, which is a miracle.
Party time.
You should be sleeping
Enjoy
right now.
Enjoy this special time.
Oh, no. You go nuts. When the kids sleep, you go nuts. That's what you do.
Live your time.
I play Skyrim.
There you go.
Really
nerd
crazy
alert,
over here.
Nerd. Yeah.
We are gamers.
Hoard a bunch of cheese.
And we play D&D and...
What do you,
we rock climb too, though.
What video games do you, what systems do you play on?
Mainly computer. We're not console people.
Too nerdy for me. If you're
Brian.
On the Xbox,
I
would
gonna say,
give
Brian's
you my name. We could play something.
Play something live. But.
Sorry. Oh, well. No League of Legends?
No, I don't play
PC,
League of Legends.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
I bought it like a million years ago. Wasn't that the game I bought you a million years ago?
You don't even know what League of Legends is.
Oh, no. I thought that was
Isn't
game.
That
Never
free?
Mind.
Yeah, it's a free game.
Never mind.
Amanda doesn't understand.
I don't know. I don't know anything because I can't play games.
So, like, I bought you a Nintendo.
No!
Amanda, that's an Xbox.
It was something Legends, though. There was Legends in the title.
Oh.
League in the title. I don't know.
You're weird.
It's funny.
All right, Katie.
We're
hanging up on you.
Bye.
Thanks for
Thank
calling.
You so much. Bye. Yeah, I have Brian Tran call. Brian needs to call.
I agree. Brian, call in.
We need more Brians on the show.
Right, bye, Katie.
Bye, guys. Bye.
All right.
I think the biggest takeaway from this reunion we can all agree on was the biggest revelation was that Tasha has a crush on TJ.
Oh, that was adorable. Yeah, you missed the Tasha, the TJ call-in? You missed all that?
I remember TJ calling in. I don't remember a crush.
Yeah, like, no, that's why TJ called in.
She's like, I love his eyes and with whatever accent she has.
How he initially pronounced her name, beautifully.
Here he is.
There he is. Look at, we just know who everybody's calling.
Mr. Tran.
Tim's phone knows everybody.
His name is reversed, though.
It is.
Do you have him connected to the board?
Oh, probably not. Oh, sorry,
get it
Brian.
Together here. I can't hear him. Worst. Put him through.
There we go. We got you now, Brian?
Yep. Can you hear me?
There he is.
Sorry, it took me a second.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas
to you. This is almost as exciting as meeting Darrell last week.
Don't put that together.
Brian has been sending me pictures of him meeting, like, Yes and Darrell.
That's awesome.
Who else? Kendall? Tell me. Where have you been? How did this go, Brian?
It was Darrell, Yes, Kendall, and Janelle and Derek.
Janelle and Derek. Okay.
Where the heck were you?
I was at the other show.
Oh, that. The one that cannot be named.
The Small Potatoes. The Small Potatoes podcast.
Sorry. Yeah, the one where Fessy cheated on Amanda with. Right,
there you go.
You were at that one? That specific one?
No, I was at San Francisco.
Dang. Inside news. Brian's got the scoop.
He was hiding in Fessy's closet with his cell phone.
Taking the pictures.
Peeking through the door. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So tell us about meeting all these people, Brian. How were they?
So I was, I'm not as big of an introvert as Fessy. So I had to get some shots in me to actually muster up the courage to talk to them.
Edible. Yeah, but I once, agree.
I'm once I got the shots flowing, it was they're like normal people. It was a pretty, like, they're super nice and normal, and they hate the flagship as much as we do.
They hate the what?
The flagship show as the current season.
Yeah,
that seems to be the common consensus. I hope MTV is taking notes from podcasts like this and from the fan feedback.
Yeah.
Make the flagship show more like All Stars, and I think we'll see a rejuvenation of love for this show.
Look at them. They're making this normal hour episode format work.
Yeah.
Like, killing you it. Can killing too. It.
Yep.
Like, nobody needs all this extra.
But from a television person point of view, Challenge was one of their most popular series.
They're just trying to fill up
they
more
They boost
time.
It to an hour and a half. They get to sell more ad time.
Right. No, that is clearly
why. Yeah, that's what
it is. Yeah. Same thing with
but
the more
padding,
episodes.
Yeah.
More ads to
but
sell.
It's, but since the ratings are going down, hopefully that will get them to fix it.
Yeah. Help correct.
Yeah. Because I don't like the hour and a half either. I think it's way too long.
Yeah. How was Yes? Yes seems like the coolest.
Oh, he seems like just a down-to-earth, super nice guy.
He is like what you see on TV. With all of these all-stars is what you get in person.
Yeah. I picture Yes as very sincere.
Just the nicest man.
You know, he's listening to you. You know, he's
talking intense. To you. You know, he's connect eye connection.
Yep.
He's asking engaging questions. Like that's Yes. Yeah.
It's fucking Tom Cruise. Yep.
I'd like to meet Yes.
Spoiler, he is going to be back on season 3 of All Stars.
Who is? Yes is?
But that's just a little... Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, nice, all right.
I've seen the castles, but I keep forgetting.
I did talk to him about season 3 a little bit.
Okay.
But nice. He didn't give me any, spoilers. He just said, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I hate the spoilers. That's good.
I'm excited to see him back.
You get drunk and then go home and look at him on accident.
I get stoned, thank you very much, and look at him on accident.
You told me you were off the pot.
I was briefly. I'm back on it. Oh, okay. I'm back, baby. You can't keep, I'm back, baby. You can't keep me down. Can't keep me down forever.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though, with this season, I did not watch a couple episodes. I just listened to your show before watching it.
Right.
And then I watched it, later, a couple of days later. That's how, uninterrupted I was.
Did it take away from your enjoyment of the show?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just the cast and the format. I'm not a huge fan of the season at all.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of agree. Too many people, too long of a season. Yeah, we need to scale back.
And then for the reunion, don't you guys what are your thoughts on people trying to use it as an addition for a callback for next year?
Yeah, I think we saw some evidence of that with like the Tatcha and who was the other one Priscilla? That she fought? Priscilla fighting?
Esther. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh yeah, because they were fighting about like
who cares?
Obviously stupid what? Shit because about social
they were
media.
They were on the same show before this, and Tatcha thought they were friends. Esther didn't really think they were friends.
You didn't share
like,
my Insta story.
Who cares?
And shit like
I don't
that.
Even know these people. I don't care. They were not on long enough for me to care that much.
Right.
I mean,
that fight was the one that I was thinking like they're just trying to get a callback. I'm not interested in this. I can't imagine any challenge fan gives a fuck about whatever they're talking about.
Weren't you thinking, didn't you think it was funny people calling out Emmanuel, like looking for a callback? Like, don't you think that Emmanuel is just getting a callback though? Like he was
he made it far enough.
Yeah, he made it far enough and was like decent enough TV that like and quirky and weird enough that like fine, put this man on. Like we don't know what he'll do. Like
yeah,
we like that.
Who did you see?
I think
biggest?
It's Emmy. Oh, yeah. Emmy's gonna get a call back.
Oh yeah,
I think Emmanuel.
Pick the crazies, right? Yes. Oh, Logan.
Probably Michelle and Ed.
Michelle and Ed. Sure. Yes, I would love to see Ed back.
I hope Gabo comes back. I really ended up enjoying Gabo.
I don't need Gabo or Huey. I don't need them. They're
Dario
fine. They're a one off. Yeah, they can be one offs.
No, Gabo is better than Dario for sure.
But aren't they just aren't they just the next phase of like what was that? What were those two real big muscly guys that were just on that were from the Geordie show or one of those shows?
Rogan and Joss?
Yes. Rogan yeah, Joss. Exactly. Joss. Aren't they just the new Rogan and Joss at that point? Just like these
maybe, but that's all
right. Kind of doofy, like muscle bound dudes. I don't know.
They don't look as good.
No, oh my God, nothing beats Joss in the kitchen shirtless with those freaking rubber gloves and those shorty shorts. Like, oh God.
Beautiful scene. No, not really. Don't know what you're doing. what are you doing for Christmas, Brian? What's on your agenda for today?
I'm on a Pacific time, so it's 2:30, close to 2:30 my time here. And I'm just hung out with my parents a little bit this morning. But nothing much going out.
Oh. Are you in the Bay Area? Your cell phone says you're in Pennsylvania.
So I'm from Pennsylvania. I grew up in a like Philly suburb, right outside of Conshohocken, where
Will
Ed
Smith?
Is from. Yeah, like an hour outside of Philly.
There you go.
Moved out to SoCal in 3 years ago, and I live in Orange County, like near Huntington Beach.
Gotcha.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Exactly.
And he was like, yep. Yeah, right on over to LA. Yeah, nice.
He's sitting there on the phone.
Yeah,
he's like,
but
these sons
I do,
of bitches fucking
I've been debating
first
about changing my number because a lot of people from here usually like decline my calls.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
A number,
you
so
look
they
like
think
a spammer.
A spam.
But, I mean, we've got it all around here, too. I mean, like, shoot, I work with a ton of people that have these weird, crazy area code phone numbers. It seems to be the norm now. People get their cell phone number, and if you move, you just keep it. Like, right. So it'll start to be the more norm, I'm sure.
I get a ton of calls from the same area code that I live in, and I'm like, well, those are spam, and I just...
Yeah,
I do the same thing.
Mine area really code matters. Ones are now spam. Yeah, everything's spam.
Yep. Brian, what are you thinking about All-Stars? Are you enjoying All-Stars?
I am. I do not want to spoil for the last episode for anybody, but I love everything about the season, even the whole King's Palace.
Oh, yeah, right?
I hate the Lions, but I actually enjoy the back and forth.
Oh, I do too.
So everything about the season, like, brings me back.
Yeah.
I really hope they take some cues from All-Stars and bring it back to the flagship show.
Agreed.
Next season.
I am upset that Kendall got sent home.
Yeah.
I think I read on Twitter that it was COVID-related.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of her actual rib.
Oh, yep. Really?
Kendall got COVID. She tweeted it out that's why she got sent home.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
They sold it on the show like an injury, but it was not an injury. I guess one of the security
guards
broke protocol, and so they had to re-quarantine and... She got COVID somehow.
Oh, okay. So that's what they were talking about when they were talking about during quarantine, you were yelling and
Big
stuff.
Big Brother sucks
like,
and shit.
Yeah. That's what.
No, that was
the regular show. Never mind. That was now we're talking about All-Stars. Never mind. Now I'm crossing them together.
That was when Casey was going on her fucking random shit. Casey is also, by the way, just like Fessy, every time Casey talks, I like her a little less. Just exactly the same as Fessy. I just hate them both. I just want them both to go away.
Do you really?
Insufferable.
For some reason, she doesn't bother me.
She bothers me,
though. Casey?
Casey Walter, from Casey regular. The, no, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
The Spies, Lies, and Allies, Casey.
K-A-Y-C-C-E.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of her. I'm going back to the reunion. I wasn't a big fan of her and Amber B getting into it.
Yeah.
I think it's about to face off of a jealousy from Amber winning.
That made Casey look like a big bitch, didn't it?
Did.
It like a
fucking petty bitch. Yes. Amber, or that definitely, Amber got teary and Casey was just very cold and kind of heartless about it. Yeah, it did. It was not a good look for Casey for sure.
Still no evidence of why everybody hates Amber.
Yeah, right? Nani didn't have anything to say. Like, shocker. Nani had something to say to everything. Nani played like mom to like Josh multiple times. Like,
and what did we learn?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and what did we learn from this? Like, it was weird.
My friends are dumb. We're bad friends.
can I get another Josh impersonation?
Oh yeah, there you go. Wolfie, bring it.
I love all my friends. Fessy's the best. TJ, no.
There you go.
You need to get that as a soundbite for like one of the like don't say my name or whatever.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Right.
Don't say my name.
Well,
there it is.
Yeah, I'll let you guys get going, but yeah, I just wanted to call in and definitely will not be listening back to this at all because I hate hearing myself.
Agreed. that's why I never listen to it after. So
I'll listen to you, Brian, and I'll enjoy it the whole time.
Well, now that I have your number, I'll text you.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah. There you go.
Loves dick pics. Go for it. So
yes, yeah. Any dick pics you got? I'm a big fan.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, no.
That's a $10 tier. You're going to have to pay.
That's a fans only.
Oh, we're going to have to give back some of that patron money back
the
to the
fans
patrons.
Only.
All right. I got you. All right, Brian. Good talking to you, bud.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Any other fucking takeaways from this reunion? God, I hated this reunion.
I hated this reunion too. Yeah.
Emmy talked about how much money that she got was in Romania.
So much in Romania.
50K is really that much money in Romania. And then let's talk about her chain that has her name, Emmy. Oh, that's obviously an addition since she won.
I want to talk about her singing Alien. What is it with? Did she have some contractual obligation to sing Alien twice? Because that song is not good.
Yeah.
And
you know that's what it was.
This is the second fucking time I've heard it.
She probably agreed to be on this show if she could sing it on the show.
Yeah, but that's shitty because she's not a good singer and the song's not very good. And did you guys watch during her live performance? I could not stop staring at Devin.
Oh, yeah.
Because Devin was clearly fucking goofing off. He was flossing. He was like just moving his head around to get his little weird alien fucking whatever headband thing.
Yep.
It was just a goofball crazy moment.
So here we go.
Okay.
$50,000 American.
Yeah.
In Romania, that equals $218,355.
Yeah, the buying power of
that
much.
Jesus.
So listen, I know that I've shared a Romania story. I went to Romania and I fucking loved Romania so much.
Yeah, yeah.
But so when we went there, Hill and I had been like just traveling all over Europe for like 4 or 5 weeks at this point. We were broke. We were stinky. It was just a terrible time. We get to this little hostel and we said like, where's a nice restaurant? Like somewhere really nice. And so they pointed us around. It wasn't that far away. And we went there and I had like a steak and 2 bratwurst, and like this dessert was like an apple that they hollowed out and put like caramel and shit in it.
Yeah.
It was like really, really good. We had a couple of beers each, you know, I mean, it was really like this extravagant, amazing dinner. And it was like, I don't like $28 or something American.
What?
It was like, I mean, here in Peoria, it would have been a
$250
dinner, you know, but it was just amazing.
Oh, that's it.
So good.
That's incredible.
Taking all this podcast money, we're moving to Romania.
This
is for Romania.
All right.
Yeah. So it is. It's a lot of money there. I hope she can use it.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, she got herself a new chain. It's probably white gold chain. Diamond encrusted Emmy. Yeah. Looks like puffy letters.
Yeah.
Like almost like balloon animal letters.
It's real classy, this reunion.
She's
talking about how she's farting on the way in.
Oh, I saw that behind the scenes.
Yeah, and then she got out there and she was like, I feel so uncomfortable sitting in these shoes and dress. And then she's like, I'm going to take my shoes off. Like, I don't know.
She's a weird person.
Yeah, super weird. I did like how she could laugh at herself when she was being over the top when they showed clips of her when she won things like the, you know, this is for Romania and stuff. Like she was laughing at herself. Like I did appreciate that, you know, she doesn't take all that stuff super serious. Let's see. Oh, the talk about all the craziness about how they're still kind of. Yeah, go for it.
It's Jorge.
Hey,
George. Why does the caller ID say Jorge? Oh shit!
God damn it!
God, you are the fucking worst host.
Every fucking worst.
Oh Lord.
Sorry, Jorge.
You have one job.
Well, I don't. I have several. George, what's up?
Take offense to that, so please don't call me that.
The Jorge?
That's how your caller ID.
It literally shows up on caller ID that way.
Yeah, it does. You gotta
get that changed.
You're not saying it correctly. That's why.
Oh well, it's spelled different than how it's usually spelled.
I'll say that. We'll blame Tim. Tim's
Tim,
an idiot.
Blame me.
Is a jerk.
All right, sorry, George. I won't do it again. George, what's up, buddy?
How are you? Come on, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
George, what do you think of the reunion?
Well, I'm actually watching it as you guys are going talking. So I just got through the whole like Corey and Amanda situation and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
I mean, I like earlier you guys were talking about it looked like it was a 3-hour reunion because that's what my DVR says. Like, oh shit, am I really ready for this? Like,
yeah.
Kind of thing. Like,
do so, I have time to devote to this right now?
Exactly. So like, oh, I have so much to do. Christmas coming up. I was like, I'm not ready to sit down for 3 hours to watch this. So
yeah, even 2 hours is way too much for this reunion.
Yeah. But anyways, I guess it's only 2 hours, thank God. But I'm only like, according to my DVR, I'm only like 54 minutes in. So right.
You're getting there, man. Keep chugging through it. You gotta just get through it. Force yourself.
But you don't have to.
What did you think? What did you think about Amber B saying, like, in all this kind of talk about why people think she's fake, and her explaining in a way that it's her Tennessee roots and that she's just a nice person. And Huey even like seconds it and says like he had that same problem on Big Brother, that he was just nice and people just took it for being fake. Like, what do you buy into this with Amber? Do you buy this story?
I mean, I don't know. Just according to how I see it on the screen on our end is, I don't see Amber as that kind of person.
Yeah.
I don't understand
where it comes from.
I just don't see that.
Yeah.
And I believe she's a mom too. Like she, you know, I think she is. I don't know if she was talking about her family. Right?
I just think they're all so paranoid. I think that, I think that Amber B is kind of right in her thing. That's like, she's just so nice and kind of upfront and just there, like, I'm positive that people think obviously she's got to be pulling something because somebody can't be that nice to everybody or something.
Yeah. So I honestly think like just people are just, she's getting rubbing other people the wrong way when that's just the way she is. That's just my opinion. But,
yeah.
But like, I think you guys mentioned it earlier too about the whole Amber winning last season. That totally, you know, pissed everybody off. Oh, look at this rookie call sudden winning and everything. So I think that's one of the reasons why Jesse, Casey, and all them all feel that way, especially Casey.
Yeah, they're jealous.
Yeah.
In the final last season. And, well, Jesse's ass didn't want to continue because he didn't want to eat.
right.
He's such an
asshole. Yeah, and Casey got hurt. I mean, Casey got hurt. She couldn't continue. So I honestly think Amber was like the perfect partner for CT last season to win. So,
right.
But Casey, on the other hand, this season, I feel like she kind of was, after that little elimination thing twist, I didn't get it. Honestly, my opinion should have been like, if there were an elimination, her and Kyle should have been partnered at the end and should have let the other team pick within themselves who they're going to partner for the
fully.
Rest of the
yes, that's 100%.
That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the right opinion. Because otherwise, because Casey finished last the first day, Going into elimination was her punishment for finishing last.
Yeah, she doesn't now get a reward for winning Nani this punishment.
Nani fucking gave it to her, obviously. I mean, she would have won no matter what, but Nani let her win.
Right.
And now Casey gets to pick CT for a simple sprint up a mountain, and then you're done. Like, there's nothing about that that's fair. Mm. I mean, Casey is still a champion, and you can't take that away from her, but it's, you know, I don't know if that was as earned as some champions, for sure.
Maybe they should have teamed her up. Like, the two winners from the elimination are a team.
Well, that's what you're saying. That's what he was saying. He said Casey and Kyle should have been a team. And I'm not saying that Casey, I feel like Casey and Kyle would have been an amazing team for this final leg with what it was. Like,
Casey and Kyle would have done well too.
They would have been fine. Now, where they might have fallen apart is on the memorization piece.
Yeah.
But they would have been fine running up and down this damn mountain, like, together. So,
Yep, I'm not going to give Casey too much shit. She didn't choose this any more than anybody else.
She
it's
just
not
got,
her fault.
That's just the luck she was given, and it's not her fault.
No, but it's a tremendous luck. It's very lucky.
It's incredible luck. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, that Tori, you know, wouldn't get the opportunity, or Emmy wouldn't get the opportunity. She gets, she gets it. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, I've been seeing lots of people posted online like, oh, Casey didn't deserve this. She doesn't. She's like a fake winner.
I think she deserves her win. But I just feel like that,
That twist was not the correct twist to go. That's just
exactly.
Casey won.
It was blatantly unfair.
But yeah, that twist where all of a sudden, she gets to pick whoever she wants.
Yeah.
Now. Especially like I said, them coming in last place, that her first part of that final.
Yeah.
That's just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I think we agree.
Agreed.
Nobody's arguing over here.
Yeah. No. True.
Yeah, but overall, this season was kind of blah. That's kind of how I see it.
I liked
80% of it, maybe even a little more than 80. It wasn't until the last few weeks I was like, oh, come on. Like, we got to end this. We got to be done. This is better than Double Agents, I think, as a whole. I enjoy this more than Double Agents. And probably more than Total Madness. We've had some real shitty seasons lately.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're thinking about these themes way too much, where they should be thinking about the cast, or maybe giving us some really good challenges during the season. But I don't know.
Well, that's it. I feel like if they shortened the seasons, they could put some more attention on these challenges, because there wouldn't be so freaking many of them. You know, like that's it. Like, they now have to produce this massive amount of content. And why are you chasing yourself to do that when you could just do, you know, it's like they say in a restaurant, like, parse it down, make it a very tailored menu with your specialty items. Like, MTV,
five things that you're real fucking good at.
MTV, make a season of, you know, 13 episodes that are real fucking good for an hour a piece, than making a 19 to 21 episode season of several mediocre episodes.
Yep. Whoever's doing All Stars, just make them do the flagship show.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right?
Problem solved.
Yes. Whoever's editing them should do it.
I think what drags is because for a while, like, if you actually think about it, 10 years ago or so, every episode we had was always a two-person elimination. If it's a team, guy and girl, or a partnership.
Girl, guy
team. So two people will leave on one episode.
Yeah, and instead then all of this sudden,
one person.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what drags it out even more.
Yeah.
So that's just how I see it. They started doing the one-person elimination per episode. Yeah, that's when we started seeing, okay, it's way longer seasons. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad there's no, like, redemption house or anything like that.
Oh, right? Can you imagine with this, like, this format that they do, and then they do a redemption house? Like, oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
Yep. All right, George. Well, we're going to let you go, because I got to end this this whole episode, because I got to take a piss. But George,
have a good one.
Yeah,
yes, real nice talking to you. Merry Christmas.
Happy
holidays.
Happy holidays, George. Happy New Year. All that stuff. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right.
So yeah, the reunion blew.
The reunion was tough. It was challenging to get through. The season, the towards the end of the season was challenging, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was fine. I thought it was funny that they called out Josh for a secret hookup with Ashley right here before we end here.
Yeah.
And that how teary Michelle got about the Emmanuel thing, I thought was a little like weird. Like just the small period of time she was there to get that kind of emotion out of. But she did say that it was so like kind of such a charged environment, did feel like spring break, that, you know, it was kind of an intense connection because she was on the bottom and he was the only person that there that was really there for her. So I don't know, but that was all weird. So, yep. But I like Michelle. I can't wait to see her back. I hope she comes back.
Me too.
I want to see Tommy. Too. Let's bring them all back. I think want them Tommy's all. Michaela, done with Tommy.
Tommy's done.
Tommy's I know, retired. But I still would want.
He got a
them
big boy
back.
Job. He doesn't need the challenge no more.
No. Yeah, but it'll be great to see Michaela and Michelle back.
100%.
I hope we see them both.
I do too.
Anybody from this season of Survivor you want to see on the challenge?
Heather.
Oh yeah.
Heather, of course. Yeah. No.
Heather was like, I was like, really?
Woman.
No, no.
Erica would be good. She's the winner. I think she would be.
I think Erica.
She would be a good addition. Xander, of course. Xander's the fucking man.
You think he'd be all right? I feel like he might be too chill.
He's way too granola. He's a little granola for the challenge.
I think, I think he would have struggles with like the drama aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's clearly a good competitor. He's pretty chill. He's pretty calm.
He wouldn't like some of that. I think it'd be fun to see, Danny, or, Liana or a Shan, like
even Shan would be good.
Come on.
Yeah.
Listen, wouldn't you like to see Shan go head to head with her with one of these,
the Shantham.
The Shantham. Bring the Shantham to the challenge. They'll probably eat her alive, but I would like to watch it.
The pastor versus the devil, Shan versus Amanda.
Well, now that we're talking Survivor, we have to talk one of our reviews. You didn't ask me yet, Wolfie, but I'm about to anyway.
Oh, there you go.
Challenge does not have any reviews.
Oh, okay.
But Survivor got one.
Woo! Yes, Survivor.
Yeah, Danny Iron says, please come back. I was digging this podcast. Big fans of both of you and Survivor. Please come back.
Oh, woo. Next season. Yep.
Danny, I hope you're listening to this as well.
Stay tuned. They're going to try again.
Yeah, 41 was rough for me and Zach, sort of personally and professionally. And
yeah.
All sorts of issues popped up for season 41, but we're going to try again season 42. We'll come back for that. So there you go.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
Did you beat Exiled?
Did I what?
Did you guys beat Exiled?
Did
in the amount of episodes you put
out? Yeah, we did fucking like 7 or 8, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Stick it.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. Like, I don't.
Technically, we covered 3 episodes and a single episode, so maybe.
I don't even claim nothing. Listen, I'm excited for people when they do things. So congrats, you did what you did. And I hope you guys get back to it when the next season comes out.
Thank you.
Well, when they don't, and you're very disappointed with them, head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. You can talk about challenge, all kinds of fun stuff in the Facebook group. You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join the Patreon, Tim?
$1 a month, exclusive access to after shows, pre-shows, years and years worth of content there for you to listen to if you want to hear us talk about things other than the challenge. That's where you do it. $5 a month, as Wolfie said, you get the video.
Hello.
I've not done a good job switching this episode, but that's okay.
Worst.
Yep. And for $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Emily, Danielle, Antonio, Nicole, Lucia, Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Belle, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Ethan, Cass, Shakar, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline. Page 2, if it ever loads. Laura, Patty, George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Woo! Cheers! Thanks, everybody. Yeah.
We've been getting a couple more Patreons past couple weeks.
Yeah, just kind of a weird timing. The season's ending, but we'll take it. We'll take most of you.
We love you.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode of Challenged. As always, I am Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And as Devin said, eat my shit.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge. The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.